The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro-XPN toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. For those of you just tuning in the last hour, Johnson, he brought in some audio that we played. It was of a video entitled How to Make a Progressive Lose Their S. And I'm hoping that wasn't the intention of the filmmakers when they went to have this conversation with this guy who is essentially just promoting a political campaign on the streets in some city. Because ultimately, if your intention was to upset the guy, it certainly was a success because he was upset. But I think that the upset really came from the fact that there was a miscommunication about the violence inherent in the system. And the way they spoke to this, the guy who ended up really flipping out, and he himself was quite to blame for having poor conversational skills. In fact, he was mostly to blame for jumping to conclusions and getting angry and all that. And that's where the entertainment factor from the video comes from. But ultimately, as liberty-minded people, we want to persuade folks. I mean, we don't want to just upset them necessarily. We want to hopefully persuade people that the ideas of liberty are worth pondering and worth considering and then worth embracing. And it can be tough when ultimately, you know, the system is based on violence, and we want to communicate that to people. But in this video, the guy they were trying to communicate to presumed that they were saying that he was violent and that he was supporting violence. Now, while it's true that by supporting conservatives or progressives, you are supporting violence in almost every case, while that's true, you don't. You know, there's better ways to communicate that than others.
It's also generally true if you're supporting conservatives, too. I mean,
that's what I said.
Yeah, yeah.
Conservatives and progressives. Yeah, okay. Whichever one you're supporting violence. And so having to communicate that to somebody, I think generally, in my experience, I feel like the people who consider themselves progressives are anti-violence. Like, they truly don't like the idea. They abhor the idea of using violence over others. And when you point out the violence inherent in the system, the fact that every government program is ultimately backed by the threat of violence or actual violence being used against people, that it can be a very difficult thing to process. The cognitive dissonance kicks in. And so you have to be careful on how you explain this. One of the better ways to I think, connect with anybody, whether they be progressive or conservative, is to find the issues on which you agree. And so, you know, with a conservative, you know, they might agree with you that taxes are a bad thing or whatever. Of course, they think they're good for the military. But regardless, you find the points on which you can at least find some sort of level of agreement. So some progressives might understand legalizing cannabis, ending victimless crimes, but not all of them will. These are general statements, right? Some progressives love the war on drugs. I mean, you never really know walking into a conversation. So you kind of have to feel
yourself. I've found lately a lot of progressives support the war on drugs lately. Well, at least, I should say that's particular in the Keene area because I've been talking to more people, and especially when I was out cop locking, I talked to a lot of progressives who were like, well I don't like free Keene because I don't think that all drugs should be legal.
Ah, but they think that cannabis should be legal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you find the issues on which you disagree, and then usually if it's something like the war on drugs or cannabis, you can certainly show them the violence there, right? Like they could acknowledge that people are put in jail and they're forced into the court system and that they can see the violence there. That's one of the reasons why they probably oppose it. So then you just have to show them how that applies to every government program. And then a couple of things will happen. One, it'll click. Not necessarily right then. You know, somebody has to usually think about these things. They got to stay up late thinking about them in bed or, you know, in the shower or wherever it is people think, driving to work. And then it might click later on down the line, you know, maybe in a couple of years or maybe a few months or maybe who knows. Everybody's on their own journey and their own path. So either it'll click and they'll realize, oh, crap, there is violence behind all these government programs that I support. I better figure out a way to help people, which is what most progressives want to do, to help people without the use of the threat of government force. And there you've created a voluntarist. You've created a liberty-minded person. But the other option is that they will then embrace the violence. Like, once you show them the violence in the system, a true progressive, you know, like a true inside right. the state kind of the belly of the beast progressive, they will then finally admit. You can actually get some of them to admit and embrace the violence. And
or they'll at least very acknowledge the violence and say, look, this is the system we have, and one must work within the system that we have. I didn't create the system. This is the system. I will work within it.
Sure. So that was my point. It'll go one of two directions as you're communicating this, to where they'll embrace the ideas, or they'll actually embrace they'll embrace the ideas of liberty, or they'll actually overtly say, well, yeah, I guess the way, and when you put it that way, I'll admit that I would support using violence to make a welfare
this
program.
This is how I've ended up with, like, you know, friends, Facebook friends, and people I've known in the past, people I went to college with, high school.
Disconnecting
with,
from
you them? Know, yeah. I mean, when they finally said, you know, well, then I support violence. Well, then I'm no longer going to be friends with you. Like, because I don't want to associate with you. You're a dangerous person, you know, in my mind. Is essentially, that's the line where I go, okay, now it's time to be.
Is there hope for that person, though? I mean,
probably, but not hope for me directly, mm-hmm. and not hope and not,
I mean,
not a risk
that, right?
I want to take.
Okay.
I'll let other people who are less connected to that person take that risk to try and convert that person.
So that's you know, where I'm coming from on that. And as far as conservatives are concerned, again, you can usually get a conservative to agree with you on, like, taxes are violence, but at the same time, they'll want the taxes for the military because they actually do like violence. That's why I feel like liberals are easier to communicate with the ideas of voluntarism than conservatives, because many of the conservatives seem to get off on violence. You know, they support the police in a lot of ways, and they support, not to say that liberals don't support the police, plenty of them do too, but, you know, conservatives overtly are very militaristic and sort of saber-rattling, and so I find that it's harder to really show them the gun in the room and have them care about it.
The law and order thing is often where the conservatives fall in line with because, you know, with law comes consequences, right? You break the law, there are consequences. However, the problem with the law and order concept, the whole philosophy of law and order, that, you know, we are a nation of laws, is that the politicians don't follow them.
I am the law.
The police get to enforce them how they wish to. I've never seen a police officer pull another police officer over for rolling through a stop sign, and you know they do it just as often as anybody else does. So exactly where is this nation of laws you're talking about? Because if the nation of laws is just a ruling class...
Well, we got to elect the right people, Mark.
Yeah, well, that you've had 200 years for that.
Well, we're going to need another four. Yeah, the most important election of our lifetime is coming up next.
See, the question... they love saying that.
They say it every time.
Very, very
every
funny.
Every 2 years.
The question that really comes down to, especially for conservatives, is, do you believe that I have the right to secede?
You mean personally secede?
Whatever. If I can get together some friends, how many friends do I have
That's
to have
a good question to, ask. Sure.
To secede? Does our land have to be conjoining, or can we just be all across the city to secede?
I'd like to hear the conservative answer to that question. I would like to hear what they would say.
Either I have the right to secede or I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't have that right, then nobody has the right to secede. The map needs to stay the way it is for the next 1,000 years.
Well, a conservative would support that, right? Because it's supporting the status quo.
They really don't. Because what they want to do is they want to generally go back. Conservatives don't support the status quo. Things suck today. Mm. They were better in the 1950s or the 1920s.
In 1950, there were still 50 states, right?
So whatever there were.
They would want to see that stick around, I would think. Because they're all, like you said before, you know, apple pie. You're wearing a Captain America shirt tonight.
Mm-hmm. Captain America was likely a Democrat, a Truman Democrat.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So I would love to hear a conservative answer that question, though. You know, could I personally secede from your agreement? And that would make a great man on the street thing. We need more of that, in my opinion, because what's neat about this video, Johnson, is it's a man on the street kind of thing.
Right.
You're
just, if you do it in Keene, you're just going to scare people off to the point that they don't want to go anywhere near somebody with a camera. Mm-hmm. If you're too combative with the man on the street thing, people
not how you
don't
do
want to talk.
Street. Man on the street.
If
is
you ask
where,
hard questions.
Yeah. Man on the street is the best done where you just ask people for their opinion on things, and then you splice all those together into.
Have you ever seen Mark Dice's Man on the Street stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets pretty repetitive.
Yeah. It's also really sad to watch. You know, he does a lot of stuff where it's just like he asks questions and people are just.
That's
astoundingly ignorant.
Right. That's the entertainment of Man on the Street, is not that Mark Dice has to be really brilliant or anything like that. He's just asked to ask questions, and really he's kind of got the same gig that he runs over and over again, mm-hmm. With sort of just different approach, slightly different approach. But, the, you know, man on the street's interesting because you find out what the man on the street thinks about the question. You don't get into an argument with the person about whatever. You just ask them their opinion. You come out with a series of questions.
Can you name the vice president?
You come out with a series of questions. You ask the people those questions, and you move on. You thank them for their time. You're not there to convince the man on the street.
How many states are there?
855, 453, that's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves here. Share your thoughts in bringing people to the ideas of liberty. What are your experiences? You're certainly welcome to do that. More coming up here with the 11 types of people libertarians are fed up with. Coming up. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 15th, 2014, gold opened at $1,246.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,292.55, $646.27 for a half ounce, or $323.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,292.55, $646.27, and $323.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Eight fifty five. 855-453 is the toll-free number. That number is brought to you by ProXPN. You're listening to Free Talk Live, and in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of features there, and they are free. Now, other things, you know, you can't get for free, like gold and silver. You got to pay money for that stuff, and you can do that, and it's probably worth your while, because gold and silver, unlike the U.S. currency, the U.S. Federal Reserve note, gold and silver tends to hold its own against the Federal Reserve note as far as it's a protection historically against inflation. Now, anything can happen in the future, but gold and silver will likely continue to be valuable to people, and that's why people like to buy them. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. You can hook up with gold and silver pieces in various different shapes and sizes and shininess. So gold.freetalklive.com. Maybe you'd prefer to order over the phone, or you get questions. 877-857-9938. That connects you to the good folks over at Midas Resources. They've been doing this for a long time. 877 is toll free. 877-857-9938. Or go to gold.freetalklive.com. And when you buy your gold and silver through gold.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live benefits because Midas Resources is the company behind our syndicate that helps get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations. So it's a great way to get the stuff you're looking for, great gold and silver, and help us out at the same time. So gold.freetalklive.com. Rich is in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich. Rich in Montana. Oh, maybe we're having some sort of technical difficulties tonight. I don't know if the phone pot is turned up on the board or if the last two calls we've had are just not there. We're going to put Rich back on hold here, and we'll see if the board op can maybe hop on with him and see if he's actually there. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. So, Mark, you've got a story about the 11 types of people that libertarians are fed up with.
Yeah, and this ties in nicely with what we were talking about as far as conservatives in the last segment, because number 11 is the conservative who is both pro-life and pro-war.
Right.
And this is really frustrating because...
So they're only pro some life then.
Well, yeah. I mean, and it's very basic. We know that Obama's remote control airplanes dropping hellfire missiles all over the Middle East and Near East are killing young children. Now, they'll say, but the terrorists are using their children as human shields. Well, I mean, so that's an issue of convenience, right? Isn't abortion an issue of convenience, too? Why would you make such a big, fat, hairy deal about the pro-life issue for an unborn child, but not that big of a deal when that child is halfway around the globe getting killed? We know that in Iraq, it was 90% of the deaths were non-combatant civilians. That's the terminology that was used in the leaked documents that came out from Bradley Manning or Private Manning's leaks from the State Department. That's their information. You can try to run your way around it as much as you possibly can, but the government says they killed, that 9 out of 10 people they killed were innocents. Okay? Now, when you look at the what they say about Obama's drone campaign, it was 98%. Now, I've seen those numbers as much as 88%. But anyway, the percentages are not very good when it comes to civilian deaths from America's wars overseas.
Don't forget the death penalty right here in the United States as well.
Oftentimes you'll find conservatives not so worried. They'll say the baby is innocent. Whereas, the criminal is guilty. They can kind of work around that one pretty quickly.
I like how George Carlin phrases it. You know, they're always against the right to choose unless it's their right to choose who lives or dies.
Let's try Rich one more time in Montana. We're told by the board op that he's actually there this time. Rich, are you with us?
I'm here.
Excellent.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
All right. Mark, you do have the right to secede.
Okay, great.
I wish the same thing for you as I wish for myself.
If you have the right to secede, nobody can talk about what kind of governance you're going to have. You know, hey, fine, I'll secede. What kind of border arrangements you're going to have on my property?
as long as it involves freedom, that's fine.
Yep.
Right on. Rich, what else do you want to share?
You have to understand one thing. The definition of government is force.
It is.
Absolutely.
Aggressive George Washington force. Was pretty clear about pretty clear
Where
on
it. I disagree with you guys sometimes. You seem to be total nonviolence no matter what. Well, I disagree with that. There is.
Well, that's not necessarily true. That's not necessarily true. I mean, I think Mark would be violent if his family were attacked.
Are you guys pro? Are you? Let me ask you guys a question. Are you guys pro gun?
Yeah, I believe that you have the right to have tools. I believe you have the right to defend yourself, so therefore you have the right to have tools to defend yourself.
I have owned multiple guns in my life.
Where that violence will come in, you know the original intent of the Second Amendment, right?
To overthrow the government would be my guess.
To repel tyrannical government like we have today. See, I personally think we're lost as a country. I think it's not going to come back.
Good. I have no interest in it. I have no interest in having the United States. What's the value of it?
I'm interested in having a free country again. I'm interested in having a country based on that.
Sure. But I'm all right with if the free country is the size of New Hampshire. And I'm sure you'd be all right if the free country were the size of Montana, right?
Well, I think Montana's probably freer than where you're at.
You think so?
The Mercatus Center The Mercatus Center has done the Freedom in the 50 States, and Montana is...
Who are you guys about to elect their first state senator?
Well, I don't care. The state senator is going to Washington. We're sending whoever they are away.
Whoever they are, they're a scumbag. I can tell you that. It's one party or the other, Republican or Democrat. I was actually on some conservative talk show in Florida, South Florida today, and I've yet to put that online, but I will at some point. And he asked me about the, you know, oh, your son of Senator Shaheen, she's going up against Scott Brown. What do you think? And, of course, my answer was, well, scumbag one versus scumbag two. Whoever wins, we lose. So, yeah, I'm not really concerned about that.
Hey, well, Montana's actually moving up in the ranks. It's ranked number 12, but New Hampshire's number 4. Sadly, New Hampshire's been going down over the last two rankings, but I have an inside scoop that New Hampshire might be number 1 again. And the next ranking
year, you mean?
Will be in 2015.
All right, very cool. Rich, anything else you want to share?
I liked your interview. I mean, that was a good interview, but I think it's so atypical.
Which interview?
The political hack.
Guy, the upset progressive. You think it's atypical or typical?
It is atypical. The
what part about it?
The education system in this country today.
You're saying the education system is atypical, meaning it is not typical? I mean,
to listen to that idiot. Was he an actual guy running for politics?
No, he was working for some politician.
He's campaigning for a politician.
He was a political hack.
Calling people hacks. Yes.
Yeah. Projecting, I guess. Hey, thanks, Rich.
Okay.
Appreciate the call, man. 855-453. You can bring up anything. Patrick in West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've wanted to call you for quite a while about this. A couple of months ago, I was stopped at a school bus that had its, you know, stop sign up with the flashing lights and all the traffic had stopped.
Yeah. Were you behind it?
I was in front of the school bus.
Okay. In the oncoming direction.
Right. And from behind me, a car passes me and then blows through the school bus stop sign.
Ruh-roh.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
now, was this? Were you on a two-lane? Was the whole road four lanes and you were on the two lanes?
Four lanes. Okay. Two lanes.
So guy passes you on the right?
Right.
Okay. Well, we're going to continue your story here in moments. Sounds dangerous. We'll come back 855-453 with more with Patrick. Your calls are welcome. And what is Gamergate? I hope we get to find out.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We just lost Patrick in Charleston, West Virginia. He was telling us a story. It just barely started talking about the school bus that he was stopped at and some crazy person zooming around in the right lane.
You can always call back and tell us some other time.
I would like to invite Patrick to finish that story at his leisure, preferably tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But we were in the middle of this list, Mark, that you had 11 types of people that libertarians are fed up with, to put the preposition at the end, as they have done.
With which they are fed.
With,
up.
No.
Up fed. Fed right. Up, I don't think is – that's not a preposition. Up in that circumstance is not a preposition.
Coffee.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there. Shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. And not only is it competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something special over at BuzzBox Coffee. We've teamed up with BuzzBox and Kiva.org, which allows us to send microloans out to folks to help change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to improve their own lives. So for every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that signs up for the auto ship program over at coffee.freetalklive.com, for every 10, we get to send out a new microloan. And when that microloan gets paid off, we can reloan that same money back out to someone else. So making a big difference, and you're getting great coffee, and you get the first pound for free by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. You just pay the shipping cost, and it is yours. You can cancel your subscription at any time. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. Mark, where was this list of 11 types of people that libertarians are fed up with?
Rightlywired.com.
Rightly? wired?
That's correct. Rightly Wired.
Sounds like not a libertarian website.
It says 11 types of people libertarians are totally fed up with. Right, it's clearly libertarian leaning.
Let's go on the next number.
Yeah, number 10 and 9 are sort of linked together. Right. It says, the liberal who dislikes corporate power, but is totally cool with a strong central government.
Yeah, which of course is the biggest corporation of all, right?
Right. It's really sort of this silly concept is that, oh, I hate corporate power. Who do you think gives the corporations power over your life?
I think that's a really good wedge issue to convert a progressive to a libertarian.
Oh, it's an awesome wedge issue, but they can't get their minds around it. They will run in little tiny tight circles trying to get away.
Some of them might, but that's why I think it's a good wedge issue, because I think you can show people pretty clearly that the government's a corporation and that the government is the creator of the corporations as well.
It's pretty clear. The government is the creator of the corporations, and it's pretty clear that corporations buy the government officials in order to get their power. They just want to steal the golden gun of power from them, and the people that they give it to, they'll be good.
Let's go to Patrick. He is back with us. So, Patrick, you're at a school bus. It stopped. You were stopped in the oncoming lanes. There's two lanes oncoming, and somebody zooms around in the other oncoming lane as the school bus is stopped. Go ahead with your story.
Correct. At that time, luckily, none of the children had gotten off of the bus yet, so I don't think anybody was in danger. The real reason for my call is as soon as this guy zipped around, my focus, of course, went immediately to the bus driver, who I could see was mouthing some choice words at that time. I couldn't hear him, of course. But
vacuum, you mamma jamma.
He reaches down to his side, I guess where the console would be in your car, maybe in a cup holder or something, and reaches out of the window and turns around backwards to where he could see this car, and he has something in his hand, and he reaches it out in front of him, much in the way that you would point a remote at a television, and points it toward the back of this car, which is speeding away in the opposite direction, and I see him kind of push a button with his thumb, but it's kind of far away. The device itself looks like it might be the size of a keychain, like you would use a remote keychain device.
Tell me his car blew up.
That would have been interesting, but no. And I had never seen anything like that, and I just thought maybe you guys might know or have heard something similar. I have no clue what this was.
So you feel like it was too small to be a camera?
It was a camera, and he didn't hold it up to his face like you would a camera. He held it out in front of his body like a remote, like a television remote. It was
license plate scanner of some sort?
Maybe. I really don't know. But I thought to myself, if that was the case, what kind of authority are we giving to bus drivers now to be able to do something like that?
Well, I know that New Hampshire is the only state where the cops are not allowed to use the license plate scanners, and so I'd imagine if the cops can use it in other states, so can the school bus drivers.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's a great question. If anybody has any speculation, feel free to call in toll-free tonight at 855-453. I suppose it could have been a camera as well. But the smaller a camera is, the more difficult it becomes to get a decent picture out of it. So odds are good it wasn't a camera.
Could have been just his car remote, and he was just trying to scare everybody who was stopped into never acting like that.
Maybe it was some kind of disabling device, you know.
Well, that would be pretty funny, right? Like if school bus driver could just hit a button and disable an unruly car, and the guy just, you know, stops moving until somebody can come give him a
coming.
Hard time.
So
hey, thanks for the call, Patrick. I appreciate your call tonight, the toll-free number. And if anybody's got an answer, please feel free to speculate. I think license plate scanner is the best guess, but how close does the person with the license plate have to be to the scanner in order for it to be useful?
I don't know.
How long did it take this guy to reach down, grab the device, stick it out the window, and hit the button? That's going to take some time.
I would think it would be something like a QR code scanner where it just looks for license plates.
But do you know what I mean? Like, this guy zooms by.
I would think that they would just have like a freedom game. The bus itself would just have cameras all over it, and they wouldn't need to have a guy stick his arm out the window because the bus is constantly recording, and anybody who passes by catches the license plate.
That would be the best way to do it, because I can tell you that even with stationary security cameras, it's hard as hell to get a license plate on one of those things. I've had experience with these devices. Even in high resolution, it can be difficult to get a license plate of a moving car.
Yeah, this isn't CSI, you know?
Right. And
the punk rock girl with the ponytails, she can't just zoom in on every security camera out there.
Enhance. No, it doesn't work like that. And so that's why I don't think it could have been a camera, because, you know, how long did it take him to grab it and hold it out the window? By that time, that guy's probably long down the road. And could you really get a decent shot from that far away? I don't know. Your thoughts are welcome. Let's go to John. He's also listening in Charleston, West Virginia. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, man, I just kind of want to talk about how public services are kind of communist, like public mm-hmm. education, the police, state police, tax, insurance on your cars, any kind of tax, really, and college.
College. I agree with everything you're saying. I need to know about college now.
The college institutions, they're kind of based on, it's all set up for you whenever you're in high school, that's your goal, right? So they know you pretty much don't have any other choice. And, I mean, it's just the doctors, if you want to be a doctor, you have to pay outrageous amounts of money. And
I don't think what you're describing there is particularly communism. It's definitely a controlled system.
A rigged system.
Yeah, it's a rigged system. I mean, communism is a political system, basically, that takes people takes people's income completely and redistributes it among the diktats of a central authority. What you're describing isn't really communism in the case of the school, but certainly some schools are funded by socialistic measures.
But you can see how that does kind of play into the total economic problem that's going on right now.
Well, there's no doubt that
I think there's a higher education bubble going on right now.
And there's no doubt that having certain educations required to be something, like a doctor, for instance, and restricting the access to the marketplace by people who haven't gone through those systems is definitely protectionist.
Right. I think there's cheaper ways to get certified now. I think a lot of people are starting to look at that. And now colleges are kind of, I heard something the other day, colleges are trying to find people that think outside of the box, problem solvers.
Well, I have no love for colleges and the college system. I think the whole thing's a scam. And I thank you, John, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. More coming up here in moments. More of the people that libertarians are ostensibly fed up with. I don't know if I share these items. More coming up.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, 3rd Annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20-month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you,
ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free. And we'll get you in even here in the remaining moments. Enough time for you at 855-450-FREE. Plus, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in that way if you prefer. We are sharing with you the 11 types of libertarians, or the 11 types of people libertarians are fed up with, according to some website. I'm not really fed up with people. I understand that everybody's at their own point in their journey, and some of them aren't ready for the ideas of freedom yet. But all that said, Johnson, regardless of the types of people, there are things that liberty-minded folks are doing to help people. Not,
sure, you said
not
we,
based on their
we
politics.
We were sharing something with people. And
yeah, it's not based on their politics, though. It's just based on helping people in need.
Right.
This Thanksgiving season, we've had Amanda Bolden on the show in the past.
Right.
Basically on a yearly basis to talk about her project, Shire Sharing,
mm-hmm.
which has, what is it? Is this fourth year now, I think?
This is the fourth year. Yep.
And every year, Shire Sharing has increased the number of families that it has been able to feed on Thanksgiving with a fairly hefty, nice dinner.
Yep.
And this is something that was led by a Free State Project participant here in New Hampshire, and it's yet another example of how, you know, libertarians aren't these sort of harsh, evil, non-caring people.
Well, it's also just about how to do charity in a voluntary fashion, that it is possible. And
well,
not only is it possible,
that
it's probable. Right, that's true, but there are some that are not. You know,
some take subsidies from the government.
Sure, and there are programs that aren't. You wouldn't even consider it a charity because it's not a charity, it's just theft.
But this doesn't take any subsidy from government. The Shire Sharing doesn't.
Exactly, it's completely voluntary.
But now, okay, so I guess you've started a sort of a branch of Shire Sharing.
Right, I've been involved with Shire Sharing since the beginning. I just heard the idea, and I'm like, that's a great idea. I'm jumping on it. And I, you know, even this was back when I was in Connecticut, so I would drive up and get involved with the Thanksgiving stuff for Shire Sharing even when I was back living in Connecticut. And now Shire Sharing has been expanding, and so I decided to expand to ShireSharingKeen.org. So,
has Shire Sharing ever done any family deliveries in Keene prior to this year?
I don't believe so, no.
Seems like they focused in, like, Concord,
right.
Manchester.
Yeah, Concord, Manchester, and I think there you have a Nashua. There are a couple of other branches. There's one in a school and then one in another nearby town.
All right.
So Keene is not the first branch of Shire Sharing, but I'm sure it's probably going to end up being hopefully one of the bigger ones. So I'm this is just preliminary. So this first year, I mean, we've set a very modest goal. We're trying to reach $500 for this year to feed.
How many people do I feed?
I believe we're trying to feed 25 families or people?
People.
You
should know this stuff.
Yeah, I know. I really, really should.
The founder of Shire Sharing King, everybody.
Hey!
You're just getting this rolling, though, right?
Yeah, I'm really just getting this rolling. I mean, I just got the website up this week. I mean, so, you know.
It's like $6 a meal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way you can feed 25 families for $500. It's just not possible.
Right. Yeah.
But 25 people, that may be more realistic.
Right. If it was $6 a, if it's $6 a meal, then you can feed 100 people for $600.
Well, okay. Yeah, so I was saying 25.
So that'd be
people.
20. Or 20,
yeah,
20,
so it'd be
25
way more than
25 families.
People. Yeah, yeah.
Right, that's what I was saying. You couldn't feed 25 families for that amount.
Yeah, a family's probably not going to be too much bigger than that.
Yeah.
25 families reaching 100
people.
I thought
it was like $12 per person.
No. No, she's. I mean, one of the things that Amanda has done is work with some grocery stores and work to get the prices down on.
Oh, really?
On cans of food, like getting really discounted stuff for some of the food that's gone in, getting like free and donated turkeys. I mean,
oh, cool.
Some of the supermarkets are really. I mean, and some of these organizations that have gotten involved, you know, they really want to pitch in and help with this charity, and so it becomes this sort of synergy of, you know, bringing down the prices and really cost effectively feeding as many people as possible. So every dollar goes a really long way. I know that much.
All right. So ShireSharing.org is the main website, but you've launched another site?
Right. ShireSharingKeen.org. It's specifically about
people
the Keen.
Even more, right? Why couldn't you get Keen.ShireSharing.org or something?
I mean, maybe I could. Maybe I could redirect it. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, let's go to somebody who knows a thing or two about this. So Amanda is with us calling from Manchester.
This seems like a setup.
She's the founder of Shire Sharing. And what's Johnson getting right or wrong with his numbers, Amanda? Can you set us straight?
Well, it takes a while to get the data from the agencies that we work with to find the families, and I'm still waiting on the data. But we're aiming for just to start with like 10 families in Keene, maybe a maximum of 20. But that is a really good jumping off point. When my dad started almost 15 years ago, he only delivered to one house his first year.
Oh, wow. Now, what is the cost per person to feed these folks a decent Thanksgiving meal? He was saying $6. Is that true?
Consistently, it's been an average of $6 per person or like $20 for the average household.
Okay, got it. Cool. So
what about the rest of the year? I think that's every time I've talked to anybody about this, this is the first thing they say to me as though people don't need a meal this year.
Yeah, I actually don't want people to eat ever except for on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, only Thanksgiving's the only time you eat.
Otherwise, they can starve.
I just want
to
hear your answer.
Stuff like that. Yeah, it takes a while to build up something like that. I mean, we're not the Koch brothers here. We don't have $1 million. But a lot of Shire Sharing does a lot of stuff throughout the year, and I head up a lot of community outreach type of projects throughout the year as they present themselves. I think it was maybe at the beginning of summer, I heard about a couple in the area that are in the Porcupine community, and they were having some serious financial problems, like, you know, on the brink of being evicted. And I'm keeping them anonymous, and I'm not explaining their situation to anyone, but in my opinion, their situation was pretty forgivable. It wasn't like, you know, willingly poor. They weren't negligent in any way. And I think it took maybe 3 hours to round up around $350 in Market Basket gift cards for them, which is, you know, the local grocery store here. And I brought it over to their house the same day, along with the bouquet for the missus, because, I don't know, I thought it would perk her up.
That's super
and,
nice.
That's the kind of stuff that happens all the time. And it's on a as-needed basis.
And so, Amanda, you're going to be hosting the upcoming charity panel for the first time at Keenvention next week. Very excited to have you and your panelists who have been announced now over at Keenvention.info. And the cool thing about Shire Sharing is you don't have to be in New Hampshire to help out. You don't have to physically be here to load trucks with food on them, you know, deliver things to families.
You can just send
some money over at ShireSharing.org or ShireSharingKeen.org, was it,
right.
Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Amanda, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, I hope that people can come to volunteer because that is the most fun, definitely, is getting out there and actually meeting the people that you're helping.
Oh, I bet it is. And thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And obviously, that's one yet another reason to come to New Hampshire, because there's a real community of people who love freedom here, who are actually, you know, doing all kinds of outreach to help people.
And yeah, speaking of charismatic leaders, she has about, you know, 300 times the amount of charisma that I do, well, especially on something like this sort of thing, like talking about charity. You know, one, I just don't have a great memory for this stuff. And two, I mean, I just am like, I just want to help. Yeah. I can build a website. Well, but it's got donation buttons on
and
it.
And I want to say
let
thanks.
Me carry turkeys.
Because thank you for taking this. I don't have the time to head something like this up. But I'm really glad it's happening in our community. One of the things about Shire Sharing that kind of, you know, bothered me is there's nothing happening here where I am.
Exactly.
And you're taking care of that, and I really appreciate that. So
don't worry.
Only,
the haters will hate it anyway.
I can only get money. Well, they hate everything, which is really awesome. Please, hate our Thanksgiving donation support people. Right, it just shows where you're at.
Hey, Mark, what are some of the more of these libertarians are upset at? Yes.
Speaking of the types of people we don't like.
I'm just going to rattle off the ones that I like at this point. Number six, this isn't in order. Number six, people who throw a fit over Obama's golf game. You know, I mean, have you heard folks, you know, making a big fuss over, oh,
he should be in the White House.
He takes so many vacations, and his vacations are expensive. And that Michelle Obama, she's an entitled woman.
Every president, right? Like, that's not new.
Well, that was the, I remember Michael Moore's movie, what it was about 9/11 or whatever, about George Bush's campaign. The first thing that they did was basically say that essentially George Bush played golf until 9/11.
Yeah. You won't be seeing him making a movie like that about Obama.
No, not likely at all.
Oh, I'm sure George Bush played golf after 9/11.
You know where I want Barack Obama? On the frickin' golf course. Yeah. Please. Yeah. Take Michelle with you. Keep them out of my life and on somebody's golf course.
Well, let's just put all of the 535 of them out on
golf. Get them out on golf courses, squash courts. I don't care. Find a sport for these people and get them out of their what they're doing.
All right, next one.
The anti-government right-winger who supports war, the ultimate expression of governmental power.
Sure.
And, like, you can be for small government, and you can be for military adventurism, but you can't be for both.
No doubt. Same thing with the closed border people. They claim to be small government. What a joke.
That guy who doesn't trust the government to run a lemonade stand, but is convinced that it's masterminding a huge evil plot.
The conspiracy theory.
No world order.
All right, yeah, those are pretty good, Mark. Post that on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, will ya?
Posted.
Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can access all of those things, the Google Plus, the Facebook, the Twitter. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com between now and tomorrow night.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.